Yeah, that's funny.
I'm gonna save them between shows and just make the Geekcast Radio Network blooper show.
All right, whenever you're ready.
All right, in 3, 2, 1. Hello and welcome to episode 2 of Geekcast Radio. I'm your host, Stephen C. Phillips, and joining me is...
TFG1 Mike, hello.
Howdy.
Yes, we just recorded our 25th part of episode 25 of All Things Transformers. So you guys can basically listen to that to get all of the current news, but Steve is now married, happily, hopefully.
Yes.
he is back from his honeymoon, and Geekcast Radio is going to be kicking off into high gear.
Yes.
Is it all you have to say is yes?
Yeah, as you know, in every episode, I have to at least have one of those.
No, one or more.
Yeah. But, yeah, so for the most part, Geekcast Radio is completely kicked off. We have a shitload of stuff going on. We've got just, like I said, tons of content going on between shows. I think I'm editing, like, 5 different shows right now.
Sorry.
Hey, it's all right. At least TFG1's almost over.
Yeah, we
That's
have...
the big one.
Yes, we have, I think, 6-7 episodes left. So, yeah. I am so burnt out at this point on TFG1. As much as I love G1, I am just, like, so burnt out. I don't know if you've had a chance or if you're waiting until you go to work on Monday to listen to 17, but holy crap.
Oh, I listened to it. It was quite interesting.
Interesting is a very, very loose term. Oh my god.
Yeah, it was a good episode though. I usually listen to them before I put them online so they make sure I don't have any clips that are completely trashed. Although the first episode clip on that one was messed up, but that was beyond my fixing.
Yes, yes. But oh my god, the tangents and the just the rants and the going. Oh my god, the goings on over there. Oh lord, it's just crazy. And then, of course, Tooncast is taken off. We've already got Episode 0 and Episode 1 for Nintendo Tunes up. We're going to be recording Episode 2 for Animaniacs tomorrow evening. so that's what's going on there. MWare still doesn't start till next month, which I'm kind of glad it doesn't, because by that time, Tooncast should be into its... 5th or 6th episode, I think. Something like that. I don't know. I'd have to look at the schedule, and I don't feel like doing that right now.
Well, this show will be in episode 3 by then. All Things Transformers will be probably around, like, 28.
Yeah.
Something. Yeah. 27, 28. Somewhere around there. And along with... whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been doing that quite a bit lately. But
yes.
TFG1... will be done next month.
Yes, TFG1 ends July 10th, 2009. Actually, it does end then, but there will be an episode 25 whenever both of us get the Matrix of Leadership DVD set, because that's what episode 25 will be, and then we're going to be shifting the live-action Transformers movies over to MWire. And I did not add those in the schedule yet. Actually, it's funny, MWire has 100 episodes listed already.
Yeah, we've got a show schedule listed all the way through 2011.
Yes, so MWire... Yeah, MWire is going to be going on for a long time. I don't know about you, but my plan for this, for Geekcast Radio... It originally, we were going to do it monthly, like one episode a month, and then I started getting all kinds of just general geek ideas in my head, and I started writing down episodes. And I think with TFG1 ending, we can feasibly do 2 to 3 episodes of this per month, because it basically would be half an hour discussion on whatever topic that we decide. Obviously, today will be Star Trek, the new
film. Yes.
Yes, you damn Trekkie.
Hey, I was into that before I ever took Transformers.
Yeah,
I liked
yeah.
Batman, too, before I liked Star Trek.
Yeah, but Batman, well, I guess
Batman
I really shouldn't say that.
Batman is my ass now compared to Transformers and Star Trek.
Wait a minute, Dark Knight was really awesome. You can't.
No, that was. I gotta say that I like that one better than the first one.
Okay, I'm gonna say this, and hopefully none of our people that listen will take offense to this. If they're comic book readers, Batman on, and I was going to say this as a whole, Batman is not as popular as Star Trek, but it actually is. Batman on TV and movies doesn't have the as major a following as Star Trek does.
No.
But Batman overall, I would say that they're about tied.
Well, Batman overall has a larger following because it's been around since, like, the beginning of time, and, you know, Star Trek's been around since the 60s.
Yeah. Yeah, but you don't see a Batman convention every year, you know, I mean.
True. I've been to a Trek convention, though, at one point.
Boy, that must have been an experience.
Yeah, the only character they had on that was the guy that John DeLancey played Q. That was the only one that was at the actual convention.
Wow.
But I did get, I bought a picture of him, you know, and had him autograph it of his in-character, so that's pretty cool. I got that around here somewhere. I don't quite know where it's at this point, but I know it's, like, in a folder protected. But, yeah, I used to be a huge Trekkie. I had, like, all the freaking figures. I had all the ships. I had all the actual role-playing devices. I think, like, I don't have barely any of it left anymore. I have some of the ships in my dad's garage, which are, I don't even know what condition at this point.
Yes.
But, the only Trek thing I have currently with me is the first release of the Playmates, and it came out in 94, is what it says.
Mm-hmm.
I got the original communicator.
Ah.
Which, I don't know if it'll record it, but I don't know if you heard that or not.
Yeah, I did. It should come through.
So, yeah, it's, I've had this sucker forever, and it's in pretty decent condition for having been actually used at one point.
Ah, yes.
But they have a lot better ones now that I would probably go buy if I could afford it.
Yes. And actually, I sent this to you a while ago. This is from Earth2.net, the show, episode 298. It is about the original Captain Kirk replica. I believe it might be original chair or it might be a replica. I'm not sure.
Star Trek, the original series, classic Captain's Chair replica, a Diamond Select release. With the sci-fi status and geek grandeur of Captain Kirk's command chair in your collection, you can boldly go where no fan has gone before. This full-sized recreation of the USS Enterprise's Captain's Chair delivers all the accents and details from the historic prop, along with modern lighting, sound effects, and phrases designed to thrill any Star Trek enthusiast. The working swivel design accentuates the two-piece construction, making this the perfect addition to any collection, display, or museum. Of course, it's limited to 1,701, NCC 1701, get it?
Ba-dum.
Pieces worldwide, and costs $2,717.01. Get the price? 27. And then the ending is 1701.
This is Jenny banging her head on the couch.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I sent that to you a while ago. So.
Yeah, I think I remember listening to it, but that was
a while
ago.
And just, wow. As soon as I heard that, because I knew you were a Trekkie, I was like, oh, crap, Steve has to hear this.
I would never pay that, but it would be awesome.
Oh, yes, very much so.
I would use that as my computer chair.
Exactly.
I would sit in it, and I would get the actual, like, uniform. I used to actually have it.
Oh, my God.
I did. I used to have the uniform. Although I wanted the one from the later movies.
Yeah.
The red one. but it was like $250.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like 12 when it was first for sale, so I was like, yeah, there's no way in hell I'm going to end up with that.
Yeah, no.
I wanted it. I still want it. I would get it if somebody could get it for me, but if I could get it for $75, yeah. I would.
I don't know. Okay, I'm not like a true Trekkie like everybody else. There are certain things I do like about the entire series. I think what makes me mad for the most part is how rabid the Star Trek fandom is. And of course, all fandoms get that way. But yeah, I don't know. Every time I see ads for a Star Trek movie, I'm like, oh god, now what? Like, I was so against First Contact. Because it was right after Generations, and I haven't even seen Generations yet. I've seen previews. I think the only thing I've really seen of Generations is the line from Shatner. I was saving the galaxy when your grandfather was in diapers or some crap like that, and I don't even remember who the hell he was talking to. Okay. Yes.
Well, also, Scotty said that to Geordi LaForge in The Next Generation when he came out of his time warp.
Yeah. But...
Same thing.
Yes. but I was in Florida. I was living in Florida at some point when First Contact came out. Wasn't it 96 when that came out?
What one?
First Contact? It was 96 or 97. Yeah. I forget. And friends of mine had free tickets to go see it. So I went and saw it. And it's probably the only Star Trek movie that I could actually sit through. Other than this new one, these two are the only ones that I really could really get into. The ones that came in between Resurrection and Nemesis, holy crap!
Now Insurrection, I fucking hate.
Yeah, that Insurrection.
Movie. It should burn in hell. It should not even be a movie. Like, and if you've noticed something, the original series. This is what they encountered like throughout the entire movie saga, which we'll go more into that when we actually do the review. The first movie they had that V'ger, which is technically the beginning of the Borg, like the very beginning, and then the second one they go back to Khan. The third movie you got the Klingons. Fourth movie you got that stupid whale thing with the big like tube with the ball goes inside like a little kid's toy that they have to defeat. The fifth movie, they have to defeat God, Spock's half-brother, and the Klingons. The sixth movie, the Klingons. The seventh movie, a mad scientist, a big rip through space, and the Klingons. The eighth movie, the Borg. The ninth movie, whatever the hell that alien race was that likes to stretch their face to make themselves look young. And then they have... The 10th, which is the Romulans and the Remans, which the Romulans have never been featured in the movie. Yeah. And then they totally fucked that, and then now that they got the Romulans again in the original one, which I think they did a much better job in this particular movie.
Yeah, I gotta say, for everything that is Star Trek... This new, I guess you could call it a reboot to the series, because that's what it does, and we're not going to actually... I mean, I understand the movie's already been released, and half of the people that wanted to see it have already seen it, but we're not going to really go into spoilers. We'll do that with the review with MWire. But as far as a reboot to where Star Trek, the film franchise, could go now, I think J. Abrams did an awesome job doing that. And this coming from the guy that did Mission Impossible 3... Alias and fucking Felicity, for Christ's sakes. I mean, you know, and it came out very, very well. It amazes me the actors that they got to play the younger versions, because they pretty much nailed and also made the roles their
own. Oh, hell yeah.
They nailed the roles, but they also made the roles their own. They didn't necessarily... While they took inflections from the original cast and characters, they didn't really...
Well, it's they embodied the original personality of them, but because of differences in what happened in the timeline, it altered their view of life, and so things were different, so they could alter parts of the characters.
Right, exactly.
which was an awesome way to reboot it and still use the original.
Exactly.
So now, basically, because they've redone the entire timeline just from before the original series, everything in the future, like, some of the things are still destined to happen, such as, like, Khan not necessarily getting stranded on the planet, but the original encounter, the Borg are still going to, you know, all the same little, the whale thing. I mean, everything's still going to show up, a lot of the same stuff, but a lot of it's going to be different now.
Oh, yeah, there's so many different outcomes.
I mean, they'll go anywhere in this saga.
Especially with, and I'll go ahead and give this spoiler out, I don't really care, especially with Spock meeting Spock. There's so much... There's so much crap that could happen from that, but I understand why they did it. I understand that, you know, Vulcan was destroyed. They're basically the only two left.
Well, they're not the only two. There's the Council of the Vulcans, and then there's Spock said there's like 10,000 remaining Vulcans alive.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they are two out of so many. You know, or so few that are left of Vulcans. I mean, they're pretty much an endangered species, is what he said, I believe, if I remember correctly. You know, and I thought that was kind of weird that they put that in there, but I understand why they did for the storyline. Only reason why I think it's weird is because of, obviously, time paradoxes.
But it's already kind of happened.
Well, yeah, that's true. You know, once I saw this, of course, I saw it illegally. Thank you, Steve.
Hey, I don't know.
Shut up. You already admitted it in ATTF 24, so you can't go back and deny it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I did download it for now. But I am fully intending on buying this as soon as, it comes out on Blu-ray. I'm so picking it up. I have to.
Yeah,
have it.
I will probably get it on DVD. I don't think I'll get it on Blu-ray because I don't do Blu-ray yet. But I will probably pick it up on DVD. I wish I actually had First Contact on DVD, but I don't. Yeah, I mean, overall, I would rate it a 9 out of 10 out of, you know, I don't want to give it a full 10 because I'm not a real Trek fan, but it's a really good action movie for the summer, and I think it could give a lot of other movies that are coming out June 16th a run for its money.
What comes out June 16th?
Oh, wait, not 16th. Shit, 24th. I was thinking about the G1 DVD set.
Oh, okay.
I meant the 24th. I think those two are going to fight. Between Transformers 2 and Star Trek, they're going to fight for box office supremacy this summer.
And I have a feeling that Star Trek will probably win out.
You never know.
In my hopes of it, I hope so. Although, the third movie is still coming for Transformers either way, and for Star Trek, there's going to be a 12th movie in the works already right now with the same writers that did Transformers 1 and 2, that did this movie of Star Trek are going to be writing the next Star Trek and the next Transformers.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, like I said, and I mean, I can't say it enough. You know, one of the reasons why I'm so, not really negative, but just kind of like shy away from Trek is because of the fandom that Star Trek has. And just the... And I guess it, like I said before, it could be said for any fandom, getting into chronology and all that stuff of the stories. As far as Star Trek on a whole goes, I loved DS9 as an awesome series. I haven't seen all of it, but what episodes I have seen of it, I did like. I do like Next Generation, although, again, I haven't seen all of them. I think one of the greatest things about this new movie, actually, is... Like I said before, the inflections, but also the way that they delivered some of the lines. Like, I think, I don't remember the guy's name, but the guy that plays Bones, I mean, that reminds me of when I was watching the original series with my dad on Saturday mornings or whatever when I was a kid, or whenever the original series aired. I don't remember. I think it was in syndication on Saturdays and Sundays in the early morning. I forget. But the guy that played Bones in this, the interaction between him and Kirk is just hilarious.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, quite funny. He did pretty much embody the character that DeForest Kelly created. It, by the way, the actor's name is Carl Urban.
Okay.
But yeah, he did a bang up job on it. But he also, in an interview thing I read, he loved the character growing up.
Yeah.
So that makes it even better of when you're acting as the character that you helped, you know, or that. Or you're portraying the character that you loved as a child, how it makes you that much more believable when you actually become that character.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and I totally agree. I mean, just like if you had somebody that, well, like me, I grew up with Peter Cullen, but I could never actually... Like, if there was to be, like a human Transformers movie, which I know that'll never happen, I hope it'll never happen, but if there was going to be, like a kind of like that Star Wars fan film, Fanboys, if there was to be something like that and portraying Peter Cullen, I don't think I could do it, but I would love to have a Transformers fan, G1 fan like myself do that. But yeah, you're right. I mean, just having someone that grew up doing or grew up watching a certain thing for, a certain, you know, franchise and then going on to be able to play it, is just awesome. Don't really have anything else.
Yeah.
Since we're not actually doing a full review of the movie.
No, but that's fine because it's not actually meant to be a full review. But overall, I can't wait to see what they do with the series. I believe it's going to be kick-ass. I kind of like what they did with the new Enterprise because I was not particularly fond of the original.
Yeah.
Because it just looked
fugly.
Yeah, and I love the new one compared to it, but I still, my all-time favorite Enterprise is the 1701A. That will always be my, and always has been, my favorite ship because the first Star Trek movie I ever watched was Star Trek VI.
The Undiscovered Country.
Yes, and in my opinion of the original, that is my favorite. Of the original
right.
six. Of the new set, like with the Next Generation in it, I would have to say it's tied between 7 and 8.
Seven was Generations.
Generations, where Kirk died, but he was right. still in it. And then the eight, where it had the new Enterprise.
Yeah, the first contact, yeah.
Nine, I could flush that one out the window and not give a shit about it, just like I could the very first Star Trek movie. Although that one even puts this one to shame. So.
Yes.
But anyhow, I think we'll just wrap this up because it's... As you said, and not a full
Yeah, since this is Geekcast Radio and it is pretty much all things geek, I do have to mention again. I think I mentioned it in our early clip of ATTF 25. I wish my friend would send me that damn CD back already because I so wanted to have that CD in hand when we talked to Stan Bush in a little while. Because oh my God, she went to BotCon and she got him to. Sign my original 1986 CD Transformers the soundtrack. She actually got Stan and Vince to sign it. Vince's signature is a little smudged, but you can still make it out. But she actually got Stan to personalize it. It says, "To Mike, all the best, Stan Bush." And, oh my God, I nearly jizzed in my pants when I saw the picture that she took. Because it's just like total fangasm. And as soon as I get that CD, I wrote it on the PE boards. As soon as I get that, I'm going out, I'm finding a glass display case with a fucking digital time lock, which I know that doesn't exist, but whatever. And I'm putting it in there as long as it's dust proof, and it will never come out again.
don't blame you there.
I mean, that's going to be going into a major, major display thing instead of just being collecting dust on my DVD shelf. But, oh, my God, I just, when I first saw that picture that she took, I was like, holy crap. Because I knew she told me she had him sign it, but she didn't tell me that she had him personalize it. I figured he just signed it. And I will be definitely thanking him for that when we talk to him.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's going to do it for Geekcast Radio Episode 2. This has been mostly a all-Star Trek conversation, I think, other than just the general stuff that we talked about.
Yeah, I think so. And I'm looking at Star Trek costumes
right now. You have to pay bills. You cannot buy anything.
They're actually fucking cheap.
Ooh, they're probably knockoffs.
No, actually, they're like pretty authentic shit. But, no, they've got, like the original uniforms from the classic series. They've got the movie version. They've got like everything on up through Voyager. They've got like the Nero costume. They got, which I would never buy. They got the Spock wig. I mean, freaking Spock ears and shit. Which, oh shit, they got a little cutest mask.
Okay, well, Steve fanboys out on Star Trek costumes. I think we're going to end episode 2 of Geekcast Radio. Yes.
So this is freaking Psycho Steve.
Yes, Psycho Steve, new nickname. Yes. And
I was called that quite a bit.
Oh, I think that's a discussion for it. I think that's a story for another episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
That might be a good ask a character bit for Megatron to talk about. Oh Christ! Now I'm giving him ideas. Holy shit!
And by the way, that's kick-ass though. If anybody would like to hear new added features to the Geekcast Radio or Geekcast Radio whatchamacallit, the actual podcast. Mm-hmm. They can email either one of us. You can do tfg1podcast@gmail.com to get a hold of Mike. You can send me at podcast@predaconempire.com. And between the two of us, we will decide on new features to go on the show. It would be cool to have some new features to actually throw in there.
Yes, it would. I would also like to say, and I will say this on each of the podcasts themselves, but I just want to put a general note out there. For any listeners who listen to Tooncast or MWire or Beast Unleashed, which don't know when that's going to start, but any of the other podcasts, right now we have two separate email addresses for those. It's gcrntooncast@gmail.com, and I think it's the Beast Unleashed or beastunleashedpodcast@gmail.com. If you would like to email in for those shows, please use those email addresses. Just because I can check those on my iPhone fairly frequently and I can forward them to Steve faster. Because the reason why I set up the tfg1podcast@gmail was to have a email specific for that show. But, yeah, and I will mention that in the other podcasts eventually. So, yeah, I think that's pretty much all the announcements I have.
Yeah, I would think
so. Yes, we actually have to end this because we have to call Stan Bush in a half an hour. So we have crap that we have to do. So I have been TFG1 Mike with
Steve / Megatron.
And this has been Geekcast Radio Episode 2, Star Trek. See you later.
Bye.
All right.